Mosques and military bases in America? The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. This brought to you by yours truly, the Turkish President, Tayyip Erdogan. Now, recently I was watching a video of former FBI agent John Guandolo talking about the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11th, 2001. During his exposition on Islamic terror within American borders, he brought up the question as to what would you think if a foreign country established military bases here in America? Well, the fact of the matter is there are over 35 jihadi terror training camps right here in America. These groups are responsible for over 50 terrorist attacks on American soils, and yet no one is talking about this? Fox News broadcast this on February 16th of 2009.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America, in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fuqaha, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side.
Folks, Muslims are establishing not only terror camps in America, but they're also establishing mosques in America, which, by the way, are the same thing. See, it's a sign of conquering, and as you know, out of their own mouths, the Muslims are not coming into America to assimilate. They are simply here in an attempt to dominate. Furthermore, this is what they are taught to do through the teachings of the Quran. It's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. This was said by Hassan Al-Abana. Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations, said, "Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth." Mustafa Carroll, care director of Houston, Texas, said, that if we are practicing Muslims, we're above the law of the land. What's even more disturbing is that the number of mosques in the United States have jumped up to 74% since September 11th, 2001. The U.S. survey in 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. The slow siege, of course, Deuteronomy 28 verse 43, comes on the heels of the CIA-controlled media doing their lying best to sell Muslims on the heels of the homosexuals that are being used to help upend American sovereignty to the American people, not only as the victims, but also the advocators of a peaceful religion.
First of all, I find it absolutely astounding that a former assistant director of the FBI would say that Islam is a more violent religion than most other religions. If you look at
the victims? The religion of peace? Really? Folks, below are some verses taken directly from their book of peace called the Quran. "And slay them whenever you come upon them, and expel them from where they expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque and tell that they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Let not the believers take unbelievers for friends, rather than the believers. For whoso does that belongs not to God in anything, unless you have a fear of them. God warns you that you beware of them, and unto God is the homecoming."
Such the Quran commands that you disavow and make hatred and enmity between democracy, between nationalism, between
whatsoever desire
to
another
state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office. I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We got the Minnesota State Fair just started today. Got to tell you something real quick here, friends. We are at the east end of the grandstand in the state of Minnesota. St. Paul, right off of Snelling at the Minnesota State Fair. We've been out there for now 15, 16 years. I didn't see one booth that wasn't sold out. That's how many people were there. This morning when I dropped the crew off, it was like, okay, this is kind of like back to normal concerning the people that are going to the Minnesota State Fair. So, folks, if you come to the Minnesota State Fair, if you're in the five-state area, please come to the Minnesota State Fair. And, friends, with that said, do come down and see us, folks. We're all over the country all the time coming into your backyard. Please take the time and come see us in our own backyard as well. Now, I just want to get to something really quick. We got a phone call coming in from the Minnesota State Fair, and I'm still waiting for that to come in. But in the meantime, I did want to let you know that, you know, as I tell you, I'm going to keep this in front of you. We have the same bad guys doing the same things today that they did 5 years ago, the same things that they were responsible for 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And what I'm talking about right now is Tony Blair. Do you guys all remember this clown during the George Bush administration 20-some years ago? Do you all remember when he tried to basically play hand in glove with George Bush as to what was going on concerning September 11th? And, well, here we are. So hang on a second. I got my phone call coming in right now. I'm going to take Stephanie from the Minnesota State Fair. Stephanie, what's going on down there at the Minnesota State Fair?
Well, you know, every year we've been here doing this probably for about 15 years. It's a love-hate relationship with the fair because it's such a long haul. But when you see the people come in year after year and they're just so happy to see you and being able to talk to people and have divine appointments, and I always tell people, not everyone is going to set foot inside of the church building or a conservative meeting, but at the fair you get all different types. You've got your atheists, your Muslims, your homosexuals, your God lovers, your God haters. And they are getting a message of the truth, and it really does stand out like a beacon in the night, shining the light of God's truth, because there's literally not another booth like us here. And so it's interesting to see all the divine appointments and things that happen year after year, and it's like you're just grateful to be here, and you just pray for the grace and strength to get through all 12 days for, 12 hours a day.
Yeah, okay, so you said it was a love-hate relationship. Can you go ahead and explain that to everybody so they understand that this isn't something that we do part-time, this is what we do
all the time, everywhere we go, regardless if we're in their state, throughout the United States of America, or if we're just back at home. Yeah. What are we doing in the state of Minnesota? Explain, please.
So basically, ministry for us is not a 9-to-5. It's a 24/7. We don't hang our hat at the door if we go to, you know, a restaurant, a mall, any place. We're always passing out gospel tracts. We're always doing that. But obviously, the center of Christianity is the cross. So the cross means you have to deny yourself, take up your cross. You're following Christ. So not everything that we do is going to be comfortable. It's going to be something that we want to do, something that our flesh is going to be like, okay, I'm tired. I can't do this today. Well, we're going to pray ourselves alive, and we're doing this because it's a love-hate relationship because of all the time, work, and effort that goes into it. But you know what? Anything that's worth anything is going to be tough. You're going to have to struggle through it. And, of course, whenever you do something like this, you're going to endure, you know, opposition. You're going to have spiritual warfare. But anything that's worth anything has a cross aspect to it. So you're going to suffer through it. You're going to do this or that. But the payday in the end is giving people the truth, seeing people light up, people come to the booth in tears. It's like, why are we here? We're here to seek and save that which is lost. So, you know, as with anything, your flesh would rather be home, you know, doing whatever. But here we are out here in the highways and byways and really on the front lines, giving people the truth in a way that Christianity is supposed to be presented, not mamby-pamby, not super cheesy, not what you see in the modern-day church. In fact, I had a young couple come up. They had just gotten married. They're like 21 years old. And she's like, yeah, church is almost like, it's just so weird vibe. I said, yeah, it's like a self-help. It's like we want to better ourselves. And what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to look at ourselves and think, we are nothing. Christ is everything. We're not self-help. We're going to crucify ourselves, you know, through walking out Christianity on a day-by-day basis and let Christ be glorified. Because what you're seeing out there and who Christ is in truth are two different things.
There's
Catherine
right.
Booth who said, a false witness on the behalf of Jesus Christ is the most mischievous traitor on the face of the earth. And so we want to represent Christ, but represent him well and accurately as ambassadors on the behalf of Christ.
So
I heard an analogy.
So we do that when we follow the way of the master, when we do what Jesus did. It's not what would Jesus do, it's what is Jesus doing. And also, even, you know, what you just highlighted, due to the fact that we're at the grandstand on the east end in St. Paul, Minnesota, at the Minnesota State Fair from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for the next 12 days. It really is truly an opportunity. It's not to make ourselves exceptional. It's just really taking our testimony and putting it out there and saying, wait a second, this is what the Lord did for us. We're not here to put anybody to sleep. As a matter of fact, we're here to tell you just the exact opposite, namely, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then I suppose contention comes with that. Obviously, people don't understand that. But again, it really is an opportunity being there. At least it is for me, and we've been there for 15 to 16 years now. I don't know the exact number, but again, friends, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Stephanie down at the Minnesota State Fair right now. And if you're in the five-state area, please come down, visit us. We're on the east end of the grandstand on the bottom floor. And again, come out and say hello to us. Steph, I'll give you the last word.
Well, the last word is we're here, just here doing what we do best. And I think the best thing to emphasize is, like, if you're Christ, you're Christ fully and completely. You don't turn off the switch and shut off the switch. And no matter where you go, whether it's a gas station, grocery store, whatever, it was Charles Spurgeon who said, if you have no desire for others to be saved, then you're not saved yourself. Be sure of that. So our heart should automatically go out to the lost, and we're just doing it here at the fair or wherever we go, and whatever we do, we just want Christ to be glorified.
Anything happened today? We got about one more minute. Anything happened today worthy of expressing to the people?
Well, I think it's good. Like I mentioned, we had that Christian couple that kind of came up. I have a lady, literally, that comes every single year. And a lot of times I thought, well, you know, we're here for the lost, and obviously we are. But also, I feel like we're kind of a beacon for Christian people to kind of see Christianity in demonstration. It's almost like, I know I don't really like this word necessarily, but an encouragement for them to see us out there standing and out
yep.
there doing.
Yep.
Sometimes in this life, I think a lot of times people feel alone. Like, nobody else thinks the way I do. I'm like one in a million. It's like, no, there's a lot more people who think Christianity, Christ-based, conservative-based than you think. You just have to go out there and talk to people. So for people to see us here, I think it's an encouragement for them. Like, wow, okay, I'm not alone in this fight. We can do this thing together. People need to band because people are so media-minded. They only show you one side of things, and they don't show you the reality of people in truth who are just happy that you're here and spreading the message of truth. So that's just
Amen.
What we're doing.
Thank you. Totally appreciate it, Stephanie. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com out at the Minnesota State Fair, year 15 or 16. I hope I'm accurate with that number. But anyways, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in, you can at any time, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Folks, I wanted to let you know that I can look at social media platforms at times and I'll jump on and I'll just see what people are saying if I get a second, because I've got so many tabs filled with information that I want to share with all the listeners. And I'll just go back every once in a while, and I just did that, and somebody said, you know, on one of the live chats that we haven't even, you know, entered into the sufferings that Jesus went through concerning, you know, our redemption. And it's like, well, you're right. And the fact of the matter is, I want to say you got to be careful with that, though, because people can get weird about that. They'll go out there and begin to inflict pain, or they'll even, in some countries, they'll even crucify themselves, mocking, in a sense, the crucifixion of Christ, trying to receive the righteousness that Christ bestowed upon us through the redemption that's been offered to us. But I want to say this, Jesus already did that for us, okay? When he said it was finished, he said it was finished. We receive by faith that alien righteousness that Martin Luther describes, okay? And that is the righteousness imputed unto us by Christ. He did it for us. We receive it by faith, period. Again, I just want to make sure that people don't get weird about that. Yes, we take up our cross. We follow the Christ. We look at 2 Corinthians 12, and we look at 2 Corinthians 11 as well, and we see what Paul went through concerning the sufferings and so on and so forth. But I think sometimes people will seek out the sufferings rather than receiving what Jesus suffered to give to us. That's what I'm saying here. When you read Philippians 1:29, it says this. It says, "For unto you I have given on behalf of Christ." It has or it is given on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him. That's a verb. When we walk out in following the Christ, you can rest assured the suffering's coming with it. As a matter of fact, it was Sir Thomas More that said, "According to the degree that you suffer will be to the degree that you glory." But we don't seek the suffering. We seek Christ, okay? Not only that we believe on him, but also we must suffer for his namesake. And when you look at Hebrews 2:10, it's interesting the path that Christ was on, that we're all on if we're following him. "For it became of him," or "for him, whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering." So again, it's not we're seeking the suffering, just rest assured the suffering's coming with it. And going back to the person that wrote that on live chat, you're exactly right what you're saying. And I believe I'm extracting and deriving your meaning. But again, I just want to make sure that when people read that, they don't start to turn from one extreme to the next and now start to seek out the suffering rather than the receiving by faith that Christ has already finished for us through his suffering, okay? I just wanted to make clear of that. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Folks, again, if you want to call in at any time, please do 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want to get over to these self-proclaimed world leaders. It's amazing to me as far as what it is that I'm seeing across the country. I believe that the people, not only in America, but people on a worldwide basis, we're catching up to other people that have suffered greater abuse than we have in many ways. And what am I talking about? I think that the American people, along with other countries that are ahead of us right now, who act more like the posterity of our forefathers than the descendants of our forefathers here in our own backyard, they're catching on to what's going on. And but what I got to say is I want to stop right there, and I want you to think about this, because it's amazing to me that nobody believes these people, like the Tony Blair piece that I'm going to show you in just a moment. Nobody believes the Bill Gates. Nobody believes the Donald Trumps. Nobody believes politicians. Nobody believes Klaus Schwab. Nobody believes Anthony Fauci. Nobody believes these conservatives of the day who are doing nothing but playing a bunch of 15-year-old gossips leading to absolutely nowhere, which is the intended result, by the way. Nobody believes them, but yet the American people sit back and allow them to lead them like a carrot dangling in front of the nose of a donkey. It's like the people on a worldwide basis are waiting for the next thing that they're going to say. But again, these are the same people worldwide that say that they don't believe them. Now, I do understand that, as I've said 1,000 times before, let their cruelty swell our ranks. There's no question about it. Read Exodus 1:10 when you get a moment. "The more that Pharaoh afflicted the children of Israel," the children of God, not the demographic, not the geographic, but the children of God. We are the children of Israel in Christ, right? We are the Israel of God. I just want to make clear that you all understand that people all across the boards are standing up to what's going on out there, and they're calling these people out for what they are. Now, I want to also lay this to you. How is it that just in this country, we have 345 million people? How is it that we have 345 million people in this country, and less than 1.7% of the population that's being used to destroy that 345 million, how is it that the 345 million sit down and play dumb to those that are leading them to destruction or to a new global order? How does that work? I've said this before. This is like one of those things I'm going to ask the Lord on Judgment Day. Lord, can you just explain to me, please, how the people are so deceived that they would listen to one man that would usher them straight into hell, to the destruction of their country, to the destruction of their own families, to the destruction of their community? I mean, the list goes on. How is it that the people are so easily led, especially going full circle, all the while knowing that they're deceiving you? If you, hey, you know what? That old saying, as it goes, you know what? Lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, or, you know, lie to me twice, shame on me for listening to you again. Now, I'm saying all of that again, going full circle, that Tony Blair has been in this game for a long time. How this man is still walking like the likes of a Bill Gates or any other corrupt politician on a worldwide basis, I'm just telling you, the people are wide awake in many cases, more than not, and the mainstream media will try to keep everybody to sleep, to the conservatives throughout the world. You can rest assured of that. They're controlled opposition. That's all they are. But you can rest assured, sooner or later, the people are going to get a hold of them. Just mark my words. The people are going to get them sooner or later. There is enough people that have died from this genocide that you have to know that some of these family members are laying and awaiting the opportunity to get to those that have gone on concerning being held accountable and responsible for the crimes that they committed. You can rest assured it's a matter of time before the vigilantes rise up and get you when you least expect it. And this is on you, not on me. And this is what happens when you are the breeder of an unjust or an unjust system. Not everybody's just going to take it. Not everybody's just going to go along with it. Nope, there's going to be one that's going to get through and send the message that we're not going to play games with you. You are responsible for doing this to my family. You're responsible for September 11th. You're responsible for the pandemic. You're responsible for this, that, and the other thing. And all of it contradicts the laws that you're supposed to magnify. Do you think for one moment, throughout time in history, have you not seen where people stand up and right the wrongs? I mean, read the book of Judges, my goodness. Read 1 Kings and 2 Kings and read the book of Judges. Tell me it's not true, because history teaches us it is true. I'm going to say this. Tony Blair is still have a free hand. He's out there now, 25 years later, now talking about how we need to have a right on cue. This happening worldwide, right on cue, the big, beautiful bill. Right? The big, beautiful bill leading us and corralling us right into a digital currency, and the Genius Act that Donald Trump brings around. People don't understand. They're playing off of each other, and it's happening simultaneously on a worldwide basis. We have Tony Blair here saying we need a digital ID to see who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been vaccinated. Folks, these things aren't going away. The people must hold them accountable for their crimes to make it go away by bringing the perpetrators to justice. It's just that simple. And it's going to happen. You can go ahead and mark history's words, friends. It's just a matter of time. I'm going to play this video on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 800-288-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Here it is. We have Tony Blair. I want you to hear this carefully. Tony Blair and exactly what it is that he has to say. Look at the timing of all this. This is what's important. The timing of all of this. The timing is right when Trump passed the bill to survey, to corral people in, along with Kristi Noem, passing the real ID, and I'm sure everybody knows the good guys are being sold to you as the freedom fighters when in fact they're doing the exact opposite, as so many are now observing, things that I've been trying to warn the American people for 20 years now, as they see things coming to pass, and they're seeing the Genius Act, which they're trying to create a, well, it violates the Constitution, of course, Article 1 text, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, and here we are today, and people are now starting to put things together. They're doing this simultaneously on a global basis as to what's happening here in America. They've already teed it up. They've already got the apparatus. in place to receive it and to push it forward. Don't believe me. Just go ahead and ask Tony Blair, this crook, and listen carefully as to what he says. They're going after the unvaccinated still, friends.
To do with the technology and the digital infrastructure, I just want to emphasize how important I think that is. Because in the end, you need the data. You need to know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been. Some of the vaccines that will come on down the line will be multiple. There'll be multiple shots. So you've got to have, for reasons to do with the healthcare more generally, but certainly for a pandemic or for vaccines, you've got to have a proper digital infrastructure. And many countries don't have that. In fact, most countries don't have that.
He's lying, friends. He's lying. So that they're telling you that they're going to hunt down. They're going to hunt down, friends. Those that haven't been vaccinated. It's not like they're hiding any of this. And like I've told you, either you're going to deal with them lawfully and bring justice upon their heads, or they're going to come at you again. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, speaking of the said vaccines, the experimental jabs. Interestingly enough, here we have Shafila Jarwala. She's an actress, I believe, from India. She just died suddenly at 42 years old. 42 years old. Just out of nowhere. I wanted to show you this as well because what we have here is prayers pouring in after four young football players die suddenly. Die suddenly. Isn't that something? We have Preston Malone, the third, a 15-year-old high school sophomore, showed signs of heat exhaustion before dying after practice on Wednesday. This was just yesterday. Joshua Anderson, a 16-year-old high school football player from Memphis, died from a heat stroke. Micah King, a 15-year-old high school football player from Atlanta, died right after practice. An 18-year-old player died in a sudden, well, this was an accident, which has nothing to do with this. But folks, the three out of the four, this was a car accident, the last one, the three out of the four have died suddenly and nobody understands what's going on. Do you think that this isn't building up in the minds and the hearts of the American people? If only all those said conservatives would keep it before the American people to understand that this isn't a thing that just is a thing of the past. No, it's still happening today. And now they're trying to gather data on those that didn't go along with it. Why, they want to make sure they can get you too. That's exactly what this is. And the American people, like I said earlier, folks, what do? They sit back and they watch a treasonous Joe Biden get into office and then leave and then offer a pardon to Anthony Fauci, who is a reoccurring genocidal maniac. What is it that we don't understand? And again, this is the kind of stuff, friends. This is just what I got to keep putting before the people because only you can answer this. Don't sit there and look at me and saying, I'm inciting domestic insurrection. No, I'm making reference to the law that condemns the crimes of those that are guilty of perpetrating the crimes. Common sense comes into play here. And now they're gearing up to do it again. And now what they want to do is they want to set up a surveillance system and start to track down those that didn't go along to get along. He said, we need to get all the data on these people that haven't gotten along with the new global order yet. Under the father of the vaccine, who is telling you the opposite of what really is happening out there, right? Yeah. That's in fact what's going on. That's in fact what's going on. I wanted to show you this. Do pay attention, Americans. Are these the victims or the conquerors, the perpetrators? What I have in front of the social media platforms right now is Miss Wayne County in Michigan. She is a Muslim in Michigan. Miss Wayne County in Michigan happens to be a woman with a hijab on her head. Okay. Is that not enough? I got a video audio here I want you to listen to. I'm just only going to play it for about a minute or two. This woman, she gets pulled over by the police, and then she starts to tell the police, she starts calling them names right away.
Okay.
And I want you to hear this.
Islamophobia.
Come here. The cop pulls her over and she says this is Islamophobia because she broke the law and she thinks that Sharia law is above American law. But wait a second. If they're not here to assimilate, then what is she saying that they're here to do? They're here to rule over the American people, not to submit to the American people, I'm talking about our laws, or to assimilate to our ways of life. She plays the victim.
I'm driving, minding my own business.
She goes, this is Islamophobia. It's a white guy. That's the first thing she says, okay?
I'm driving, minding my own business, right? This is recorded, right?
Oh, yep, it's recorded. Yeah. Over here.
So
no,
she's playing the victim.
Because he's white.
Come here.
You're going to pay for it.
I don't want you to get hit.
So here's the thing. I'm driving, minding my own business, following the speed limit. Here comes this white guy. Trying to outspeed me. Are you listening to me or not?
I'm trying to tell my people that I'm out with you. So right. Give me 1 second. Just give me 1 second, ma'am. Please.
Listen to the way she's talking to law officers.
Give me 1 second.
He tried to kill me.
This is Islamophobic. He tried to kill me, she said.
He tried to kill me.
Okay, so what happened?
He tried to kill me. I'm about to videotape this. Because he tried to kill me. You're not going to kill me in this neighborhood, okay?
No, she's saying you're not going to kill me
you're
to the cops.
You're not going to defend Islamophobe. Alrighty,
this is Islamophobe. Okay, so this goes on and this goes on and this goes on again, friends. They're playing the victim. They've been taught to play the victim as what are they doing? They're conquering. I wanted to show you something else that you might not have seen. And this is a victory speech in Ohio, and I want you to hear it and tell me what it says if you could. That number's 281-845-4704. Listen carefully. They're trying to convince the American people, which is not a joke. They're trying to convince the American people that the Muslims were voted in by the natives concerning those that are in the states, those that reside in the states. This is all nonsense. This is all judgment, and it's being played out right in front of your faces today. Wanted to show you this as well, folks, because there is much more. Here, look at this. We have Brett Lee reporting 3 out of the 6 Hamtramck city council members in Michigan are now under investigation for voter fraud. Yep, you got to ask the question, who's protecting them? Who's installing them, right? You paying attention to that? I hope so. We have former enforcer for Ilhan Omar, another one. Is she the victim? She loves to play the victim. Or is she the perpetrator of the crime? Because she's been called out numerous times for her treasonous crimes against the American people. But former enforcer for Ilhan Omar, Guhad Hashi, pleads guilty in nearly $3 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. I'm not trying to talk down on anybody, friends, here, but the bottom line is this is happening every single day. And what's also happening, like if you go over to the UK right now, which has pretty much been conquered by the said Muslims, what's interesting, on the heels of the sodomites, by the way, who played the victims, right, methodically, they played out exactly the same way. They don't have the shield, they have the spear. They're not the victims, they're perpetrators. I want you to understand that they're now beginning to arrest preachers that are preaching on the street corners, preaching to the people, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. Okay? And you're already starting to see this drip in and bleed into America now. I want to show you one more thing before we take up our friend Alex Newman here. Okay?
Listen to this. Lady Aisha.
Listen to this.
God be blessed with her. Our mother, the mother of believers.
This is in North Carolina.
Lady Aisha. God be blessed with her. Yeah, she was young. Now, what's the age of marriage in the U.S.? Every state has a different age. There are some countries outside in the world girls can marry at 12 years old.
Okay.
Okay, what's the issue of this?
Okay, so folks, we have Muslims in North Carolina at a college talking about marrying 9-year-old girls. Down south on the East Coast? Now, I know the men ain't going to just stand down over there. Correct me if I'm wrong, okay? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." Boy, it has been a day. It truly has. Some time ago, I think it was about a week and a half ago, I was going to have my friend Alex Newman on concerning something that he highlighted on the Liberty Sentinel, his media outlet, and it had something to do with the Chinese and them partnering with the Muslims to destroy America. Now, this is something that has been on my heart for literally 25 years. When I came into Christendom in America, living out and walking out the will by the grace of God that the Lord has appointed me to, I've always felt that it's going to be Russia who's calling for a new world order, China who's calling for a new world order, America is where this slew is coming from. This is the fountain. I remember under George Bush, I believe he called for a new world order over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. And I remember him also saying, out of chaos, can we create? Out of chaos, can we create? One of the things that I also highlighted was how the Muslims under Adolf Hitler were used as a political battering ram to upend their political opposition within Germany. Keep in mind, the population was about 80 million people during that particular time. I think that's a portion of history that people have forgotten. So, without further ado, Alex, thank you for jumping on with me. We just started the Minnesota State Fair, and boy, oh boy, it has been a week. Thank you for the reminder. Thank you for the text. And now we have you, and I just want you to go ahead and share away, if you would, concerning the details of your article that you posted July 31st concerning China partnering with the Islamists to destroy the United States of America.
Well, thank you very much, Bradley. It's great to be here with you. And that actually was a joint collaboration between myself and Frank Gaffney, who was the Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Ronald Reagan administration, who, of course, is an expert in these areas. He's one of the founders of the Committee on the Threat of Communist China. And essentially, what has been going on for a long time now is there's several different factions that are interested in destroying the United States of America and replacing it as the kind of center of geopolitics with a new order. And, of course, we heard George Bush talk a lot about a new world order. I call him part of the globalist faction, if you will, these kind of wealthy Western globalist idealists. Evildoers who are trying to build a satanic one-world political and religious and economic system under the guise of bringing about, you know, rule of law and so-called democracy to the world. Then there's the other factions, right? There's the Islamic faction, which, you know, their theological viewpoint is that eventually the entire world is going to submit to this deity of theirs, Allah, and this prophet of theirs, Mr. Muhammad. And you know, they obviously have a very different vision for the world than, say, the George Bush globalists would, but both of them share in common an enemy, that is the traditional United States of America. And then you bring in the Chinese and the communists more broadly, same thing, right? They have a somewhat different vision for the world, I think, at least the ideological communists, which are, I think, the useful idiots. Once you get to the higher levels, these people don't seriously believe communism is a reasonable idea. But they also have the same problem and the same enemy, and that is historically Christian America, founded on biblical principles, that God endows us with rights, that he created us equally, that government exists to protect these rights. You know, none of those things are compatible with the world order vision of any of these three factions. And so what happened in the first Trump administration, I know you're not a fan, Bradley, but one of the senior guys on the National Security Council, Rich Higgins, he was the director of policy and planning there. Very, very good guy, astute guy. I'm sure there are lots of mutual connections between you and him. He wrote a memo for the president that was very, very good. Now it goes by the term Higgins memo. And he outlined what he described as a Maoist-style insurgency taking place in the United States.
Yep.
He talked about a deep state that views itself as God on earth. And he talked about how this strange alliance of communists and socialists and globalists and Islamists and even the LGBT mafia had united with a common goal of destroying the United States of America, not just as a nation, but even as an ideal. And so that's what we're talking about here. You know, it doesn't make sense to normal people. Why are the super capitalists at the World Economic Forum openly partnering with the mass murdering communist Chinese dictatorship, which supposedly wants to eat capitalists for dinner? Why in the world are these globalists partnering with radical Islamists and jihadists who want the whole world under their deity, Allah? Well, the reason is simple. They need to get us out of the way first. And I mean, I think ultimately you can't understand any of this without understanding what Jesus said twice in the Gospels, in Matthew and in Luke, that whoever's not with me is against me. All of these factions, these different elements of the satanic plan to enslave humanity have that in common, right? They're against Christ. And so it's only natural that they would partner for this particular mission, and then they can destroy each other later.
Yeah, you know what, Ken, let me say something to that, because the first thing that came to me when you started talking about that, Alex, is when Herod and Pontius Pilate became friends. And here comes the enemy tying tails. And before that, they became friends to crucify the Christ. They were at enmity one with another, Scripture tells us. And it's exactly what's going on. I mean, the Lord is in control of all things here. But it's almost humorous concerning what's taking place if it wasn't, in fact, such a tangible, frightening outcome, if it manifests itself, which I believe it will sooner or later, because the American people refused to hold our said representatives accountable for their crimes against us. I also wanted to say this. When you look over in the state of Minnesota, you got Tim Walz here. I mean, what is this guy doing? He's doing exactly what your article is highlighting. He's pandering to the Chinese. They have a secret police in St. Paul, Minnesota that's been exposed to the people of the state of Minnesota. We're seeing Chinese police departments appear throughout the United States of America. We also know Tim Walz has been back to China over 20-some times. And his allegiance is not to the people of the state. He's warring against the people of the state. He's also given his allegiance to the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ. He's also wanting 200 to 300% more Muslims to come into the state, just like that of none other than Keith Ellison, which, by the way, neither one of them are from the state of Minnesota. So to say that we're experiencing what you're talking about here is exactly what's going on in the state of Minnesota. And I think the part to me that's almost humorous is, you know, you play down to the enemy for so long, but once the people that are dictating the people as a political battering ram, it's interesting to me when they get their way, then they off those people, and then it's the next group of people they use before they put them up against the wall and shoot them down dead too, until there's nobody left except the devil that convinced all these people to be deluded and lied to and deceived in such a fashion that it was a good idea to go ahead and kill each other off. I mean, that's truly how smart man has become, Alex. We're good at killing each other off, and it's the exact opposite of what the Lord has taught us to do in so many different ways.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bradley. And that's what always happens. I always remind the commies, like, hey, you know what they do to you guys after the revolution, right?
Yep.
You remember Leon Trotsky, for example. Yeah, the globalists gave him millions of dollars to go overthrow the Tsar, and then he ended up with an ice pick in the side
exactly.
of his head in Mexico City.
Yep.
It's always the same thing. So I would encourage people stuck in these movements to wake up, get on their knees, repent, come to the Lord, and stop with this foolishness.
Let me ask you this on a positive note, Alex. I got you for two more minutes. You're one of those guys that's deep within, so it's not like you're talking out of school here. Do you see anything on a positive side as to what's going on concerning what you're seeing with the people? Not that you put your trust in them, but are you seeing awakening taking place here? Because what's going on with modern day Israel, I'm seeing a huge, huge, huge backlash and a huge education take place concerning the people on a massive scale, concerning who's being played and who's controlling who, so on and so forth. So I see a lot of positive things happening out there right now, Alex, and that just happens to be one of the topics. What are you seeing out there on a positive side concerning what is happening here in the United States?
We're making some big gains, Bradley. And again, I know you're not a Trump fan, and I understand your reasoning, but if you look at some of the things he's done, even just in the last few weeks, I mean, we've got some huge, huge wins. He has just announced that we're withdrawing from UNESCO. That's the satanic UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, literally run by commies and New Agers. You know, we've got a lot of big wins like this that are happening. We do have a mass awakening where we're seeing incredible things happening in churches across the country where huge numbers of people are getting baptized and coming to their senses. So even though there's a lot of bad stuff, there's also a lot of good stuff, and I would encourage people to be in prayer and in the Word about all of this.
I got a question for you. Again, if we end, we're good. But I do want to say this. I want to hold you over for a moment, if you don't mind, Alex. You were the one that also reported concerning Donald Trump that he was the one that appointed Betsy DeVos. And that was during his last tenure. And I've been blowing the trumpet on that one ever since. So now what you're telling me is Trump has taken a step back and he's undoing what he did in making an initiative by basically taking the kids in this country and pulling them away from the UN rather than causing them to submit to it. Is that what you're telling us right now?
Yeah, Betsy DeVos is a disaster. And as you know, I was the first one to point that out.
Yep.
She was signing agreements with foreign governments to internationalize our curriculum. Unfortunately, Secretary McMahon is not doing exactly what I would do, but she's certainly not Betsy DeVos. There are some significant problem still, in my opinion, in the Trump administration's education policy, and I have made my views very clear to the people up there. They know what I think. On the UNESCO front, we're making good progress, and on several other fronts as well. And even just some of the spiritual wickedness that had taken root so deeply in our country during the Obama administration and then the Biden administration, some of that stuff now has been cast out, has been slowed down. And, I think we should celebrate the wins while also still being diligent to
exactly.
point out where there are still problems, but there are still some big ones.
Yeah. Alex, just for the record, I will stand with our representatives when they stand with our law. I don't care who they are. I will stand and I will be the first one to stand against our said representatives when they do the wrong thing. So it's an issue of standing on the Lord's side, being the patriot that we should all be. And just like you said, I mean, you know, somebody just said, are these rose-colored glasses that Alex has on? To me, it's an issue of just, you know, understanding that we in this country under God are the government, and we are the ones that delegate authority to our said representatives, and they can do and they can't do the things that we allow them to do and the things that we don't allow them to do. And we have to at times take them by the scruff of the neck and remind them, because we have provision in the U.S. Constitution to do so, that if you lie, even the smallest jot or tittle concerning, you know, what it is that you think you're going to do outside of the scope of authority that's been given unto you by the people, we're going to hold you accountable. And I think that's the message more than anything, Alex, that when the American people don't tolerate the smallest of crimes concerning their said representatives and teaching them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, that we won't tolerate your crimes, then and only then will we begin to turn this country in the direction that it's supposed to go. And not only will our posterity have a future and a hope, but so will the world, because the world waits for us, Alex. And you know this more than I do because of the travel that you've done throughout your ministry, that the world looks to America to get this right. And if we don't get it right, it can all go away. And I don't want that to happen, my friend.
Yeah, amen. You and me both, Bradley. And I would encourage people to get informed. Go to our website, libertysentinel.org. We'll send you a free newsletter with information on all that exact stuff that you're talking about, Bradley. Also, thenewamerican.com. Get your kids out of the brainwash camps immediately. Get them a Christian education. Classical Conversations is fantastic. Freedom Project. I mean, there's just so many good options. But stop letting these diabolical indoctrination centers take your children from you. And we got to push back on this. You're exactly right, Bradley. If America falls, there's nowhere left to go. So we must win this.
That's right. Alex Newman, I totally appreciate you, guy, and I will talk at you soon. Thank you for the reminder as well, friends. I just wanted to go over just a little bit concerning what was going on because we had Alex with us. Aside of that, we'll be back with you tomorrow. It's going to be a busy 11 days in a big way on top of everything else that we're doing here. When we do our shows, friends, just cope with me because I'm doing everything I can to get everything that's pertinent to what's going on in this country into the hearts and minds of the people in this country, because you are a responsibility that I take very seriously. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check out the store. We got new stuff up there. If you're in Minnesota in the five-state area, come to the state fair on Snelling Avenue. We're on the bottom floor of the grandstand on the east end, the second row in. Come and say hello to us, friends. Come and say hello. And aside of that, also consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty, because without you, we cannot do the things that we do. And if you know somebody in your local area that listens to us on radio or watches us on social media platforms, reach out to your radio stations, your local radio stations, and tell them to pick up the show. We have something that reaches out across the United States of America, as a matter of fact, worldwide, through our satellite stream, which is set up for all radio stations throughout the country and more. And so if you're local and they're not carrying our show, please reach out to them. If you know we are on local radio, call them up and tell them thank you very much for picking the show up. And in the meantime, I will be back with you in 23 hours. We love you by what we do. And again, we will talk to you in 23. See you.